forgive us our sins. What sin, you might ask? And today we hear very clearly a sin that Jesus asks us to free ourselves from is the sin of disunity, of division. We come together and we hear that there were shepherds at the time of Christ. And this is what was said about them. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them, but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to the meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. He asks us to be shepherds. The shepherd unifies, becomes a point of contact for the sheep. He leads them because they trust him. And you and I are asked in our lives, are we people who promote unity, or are we into division? You have to belong to the right groups. You have to have the right opinions, the right philosophies. You have to agree with me, or else there's something wrong with you. At this church, we promote very much the idea that all are welcome. And we do not give in to that tendency of human beings to want to disunify people, to promote one opinion over others, one group over others. So not nationality or creed or belief ends up being what causes disunity. As a responsorial song, we said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. See, if we're unified with God, he takes care of our needs. Our wants are too many, and they're too fickle. They change constantly. No, it's better for us to recognize that when we have God, we have all we need. And we're asked to believe in that and trust in that. And you say, prove it to me. And I can't prove it to you. I can point to people who have lived with that knowledge that if they have God, they have all they need. And I see them as peaceful and loving and joyful. But to be able to prove to you that you benefit from it is to put you in a competitive place with other people where you're beating them out or taking advantage of them, where there's someone who wins and someone who loses. And that's too much a part of our culture already. We do it in the church. We do it by comparison. We do it by judgment. We do it by condemnation of others. So Jesus says to us today, would you be willing to become a source of unity, a shepherd who unites people and brings them together, who says, I have something in common with you. We're both created by God. We're both loved by God. We are part of his family. And that's all that matters. All the other thoughts and opinions and points of view and sources of division don't matter at all. And when we spend our time subscribing and giving into it, we become a people who are against God's creation, against God's people. It takes a lot. Sometimes we have to live for a while and have some experiences where we come to be able to understand that we have to make the mistake of thinking our happiness lies in all those opinions or divisions, in all those groups that we might belong to that are against somebody else. And maybe after some experience, we come to understand that's not the way it is. The greatest gift we have is to be able to see our unity, to see the glory of God in other people. And that takes a challenge and work for us, to be able to come to the place where we look past all the incidentals and be able to see that God created each one of us in His image. And we may not look good enough for you. We may not act good enough for you. We may sin differently than you. But in the end, we all belong to God. And He has promised us that none shall be missing when He gathers us together. So as we walk toward that time of ultimate unity that Jesus will bring about, where we are all one and everything is fulfilled, let us be people who join in and support the message that Jesus gives, who support the belief that people should have dignity and value and be treated with respect, not because of what they believe or what they have, but because they belong to God. When we reach that point, we will understand and have participated in the choice that we have our sin forgiven, the sin of disunity, and we choose instead to walk as brothers and sisters.